There's an effort going on now to improve the living conditions for fish in the Rogue River Basin, not just with some of the big projects we hear about, but some small ones as well. A fish ladder at a small irrigation dam in Ashland is being upgraded this summer. Joining us from the Bureau of Reclamation to talk about this upgrade and other things is Doug DeFlitch. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
First of all, for people who are unaware, the term Bureau of Reclamation doesn't always tell people exactly what you folks do. Could you give us a just kind of a broad overview of what the Bureau does in the Rogue River Basin?
Sure. So the Bureau across the 17 western states was originally designed. Our mission is to develop, manage, and protect water and related resources in both an environmentally and economically sound manner in the interest of the American public. So how we go about doing that business in the Rogue Basin is back in the 1950s, with the irrigation demand growing in the basin, we were asked to come in and assist in augmenting the current infrastructure that was already there. We went and built a couple of dams and reservoirs in the upper part of the watershed, Howard Prairie Reservoir, Hyatt Reservoir, and build some structures down through the Green Springs Power Plant to allow that water to come into a new and expanded Emigrant Lake. And all that was for water supply for irrigation demand on the lower part of the system.
The Rogue River Basin is pretty diverse, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different things going on in terms of agriculture and fish.
What are some of the demands specifically that are put on it? Besides, I guess those are the two big ones, aren't they?
Yeah, municipalities as well. You know, I think those are usually the big three is in-stream flows, municipality, and irrigation demand.
And you work with local irrigation districts, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We are partners with the Talent Irrigation District, the Rogue River Valley Irrigation District, and Medford Irrigation District.
Well, a question that's probably on everybody's mind and has been for a while now is how is the drought affecting the basin?
Yeah, it is affecting the basin pretty well. You know, the snowpack up on Mount Ashland is just non-existent in the last 2 years, as you well know. And as a function of that, the water supply coming down the system has been impacted. You know, that causes a shortened irrigation season for the farmers down there.
I was just looking at the numbers yesterday, and I believe Emigrant was 60%, and Hyatt and Howard Prairie were around 29%. How does that compare to, let's say, a healthy year?
Yeah, so a lot lower, a lot earlier in the season this year. One of the things that we did have the benefit of this year was the crazy February storm that helped us store a significant amount of flow in Emigrant. So there was some augmentation of that, but those upper reservoirs are much lower than they would be.
We have an email here from Bruce in Ashland who says, Lethia Park's Lower Reeder Reservoir Dam is about 15 foot tall and stops salmon, steelhead, and trout. Fish and Game has noted an increase in salmon and steelhead in Cool Lethia Park ever since the lower small dams were removed or improved. The spawning habitat above Lethia Park is cold and gravelly. When are we going to improve the Lower Reeder Dam for fish passage to access critical areas?
Reeder Reservoir is a City of Ashland facility, not one of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's facilities. We are doing some work on Ashland Creek to help provide passage. There's a small diversion lowhead dam there on Ashland Creek, probably about 4,000 feet up from the mouth of Bear Creek. We're hoping to do some work there this winter before the in-stream work window closes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Oak Street Diversion Dam. I guess it's almost 100 years old, is that right?
Yeah, it's a pretty old facility. Has been there for a pretty long time. The Talent Irrigation District, as I had said before, had been operating off of Bear Creek long before Reclamation got into that location. We did do some augmenting of that facility in the 50s. Doing this upgrade now and through the years as well, you know, they added a fish ladder to to the left bank sometime down the line as well. So doing some upgrades and constant upgrades on that facility, I'd say.
What do you hope to achieve with these new upgrades?
Well, you know, the biological opinion, and we haven't got into that, sort of calls out four, I guess they're really 12 reasonable and prudent measures. Of those, you can throw them into four different categories, and one of those categories is increasing fish passage. And so that location that I was speaking about on Ashland Creek, as well as this work that we're doing at the Oak Street facility, is to help passage for Southern Oregon and Northern California coho.
And they're pretty confident that we'll see better numbers after the upgrade.
Yeah, that's the whole intent, is to allow passage at that facility at both low flows and high flows.
We're speaking this morning with Doug DeFlitch from the Bureau of Reclamation, and they have responsibility for water issues in the Rogue River Basin, as well as many other places around the western United States. If you have a question about the basin or some of these specific projects, give us a call this morning on our toll-free number, 800-838-3760, or you can send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Are you doing a lot of these sort of smaller scale projects? We hear a lot about big ones like dam removal, but are you folks doing a lot of smaller projects?
So as I was saying, sort of the biological opinion sort of breaks down into four locations for us to work in, and those fish passages, as we said. Some minimum in-stream flows at certain locations and certain reaches there in Bear Creek and Little Butte Creek. 18 acres of riparian planting to help for shading and stability of the channel in the stream. And then the placing of large woody material or creating some additional uplift with additional water flows for in-stream habitat. So our obligations for 18 acres of riparian planting, we've started doing some of that work. Got about 2.5 acres there on Lone Pine Creek, and there's some work currently going on up on Neal Creek by the historic Manta Ranch to clear some brush and do some riparian planting. We're doing the passage there at Oak Street this off season, and then hopefully getting to the Ashland Creek diversion. We've been doing minimum in-stream flows since the biop has been set in 2012, so those things are set. And we have a large obligation to create uplift in-stream using either large woody material or increased flows. We're starting the first two of those projects for large woody material with our partners, the Freshwater Trust, over on the South Fork of Little Butte Creek this winter.
Do you face any, this is more of a broader question, do you face any logistical problems like money or weather or politics, or are those always in play with everything you do?
Yeah, I think they're always in play. They're always part of what's going on, you know, trying to understand what's going on in terms of the hydrology or the land ownership issues and the funds and how we partner with the districts to secure some of those funds in certain places and do smart things like partner with the WISE program to do some conservation measures so we can get some water put back in stream. Those things are all, you know, part of the day-to-day, I guess.
I hate to put it this simply, but, you know, ranchers versus people who fish, you know, versus tribal interests. Are we making some progress on being able to please everybody, at least in some measure?
Well, I think that there's always a middle ground that we can find, and I think sometimes all the hard work goes into finding that middle ground, and then building the projects are maybe sometimes a little bit easier. But you know, from our perspective, it's about that balance between water for the economy and water for the environment.
As you look out toward the end of this summer with the current water levels, are we looking at a very serious situation?
Yeah, I think the lot of the reservoirs that you'll see are much, much lower, at least in the upper basin, Fish Lake, 4 Mile, Howard Prairie, Hyatt. Those reservoirs are going to be almost completely to their minimum and depleted, and without a significant boon in the hydrology next year, we could be looking at a really bad scenario.
California bad?
That's a good question. It's you know, the system has been set up for probably 2 or 3 years, and so now we're really hitting that third year, and you know, we got to see what comes in terms of rain and what comes in terms of snow. But you know, it can always get worse, and it can always get better.
Do you think there's a real potential that we might see some restrictions on water use?
That's a difficult question for us to answer. So reclamation manages that water for irrigation supply and demand, and so the restrictions would come from the municipalities on their supplies.
And you use some pretty sophisticated software and analysis and meteorology to try to determine how much water to release at any particular time from the dams, don't you?
We do. Certainly there's some flood control obligations that we have, as well as these minimum in-stream flow obligations as part of the BIOP. So those are sort of bookends on that.
These projects, like the one you have on Oak Street, is that going to cause any problems for people in the area for a short period of time?
You know, we did get some additional access to for staging of materials and whatnot down there. So maybe temporarily some minor inconveniences, but we've been working with the landowners there pretty well.
Do you have some future projects that you're hoping to achieve?
Yeah, I think these, so right there on the downstream side of the Talent Irrigation District main canal, we were able to secure close to $1 million of additional capabilities from the Commissioner of Reclamation to do some piping there, and as part of that, put some water in stream out of Ashland Creek and remove the diversion there at Ashland Creek. So depending on, you know, how quickly we can get our ducks in a line on that project, you know, there'll be some pretty big pipe hopefully going in there just downstream of the locations that we're working at now.
Looking at creeks like Ashland and Bear Creek across the area and others, how healthy are they? I mean, other than low water levels, are the creeks fairly healthy?
Well, that's a difficult question to ask. You know, they do support the Southern Oregon and Northern California coho. So with that, we have an obligation to do these reasonable and prudent measures for the BIOP. And so we're looking at constantly making them better. And that's what we're striving for on this BIOP.
We're talking today with Doug DeFlitch. He is from the Bureau of Reclamation. They are working on a project at the Oak Street Diversion Dam in Ashland and upgrading it and putting in some new facilities that will make it flow better and work better for everybody. We're also talking about the Rogue River Basin and water issues this morning. If you have a question, you can call us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Do you have the challenge of prioritizing what projects you're going to work on due to the condition that they're in and the amount of money that's available?
Yeah, so there is a real difficult challenge doing that prioritization. That sort of coupled with the deadlines that are in the opinion, you know, the large woody material probably being the one that I feel like we're in a good place on the minimum in-stream flows. We've gotten our projects in place for the passage. We're working really hard on the riparian side of things. So those three out of the four pieces seem to be coming together really well. The large woody material or the uplift in stream habitat is the one that's going to take some time and take some significant amount of funds. That's the most difficult one, I'd say, of the bunch. And we have some obligations to have 70% of that uplift done by 2017, and then the other 30% to get us to 100% of that uplift done by 2020. So some really tough deadlines given the costs associated with doing those kind of projects.
Are there things that people can do to make your job easier?
Well, you know, landowner access is really one of those issues that is very difficult sometimes for us. Being further away and being part of the governmental system, people don't want to automatically open up their grounds to you to do these types of projects. So I'd say, you know, that would be one area where public assistance would be great.
Do you pay people for either temporary or permanent access if you need it?
If it becomes a cornerstone location, I'd say that we would consider that, but certainly not as a default.
Have you seen an impact on some of the recreational stuff? Because that's becoming more popular with people floating the Rogue and doing other things. Are there impacts with the low water levels on fishing or recreating this summer?
You know, I haven't seen any on the side tributaries of Bear Creek or Little Butte Creek. You know, those are sort of minor on the scale of things that you have there with the main stem Rogue. So it's a little difficult for us to say.
Across the area, big projects, a quick word on that. What's happening with some of the bigger things?
Yeah. So, you know, it is drought preparedness. I think those are one of the big things that are going on. The basin is trying to understand how to prepare for these multi-year droughts. And I think there's a couple of good things going on that front. I'd say the WISE program, Water for Irrigation Streams and Efficiencies, is really important for the basin as we continue to move on and do long-term planning. And it's about augmenting the water supply and a number of other things.
Well, our guest this morning has been Doug DeFlitch. He is with the Bureau of Reclamation. We've been talking about the Rogue River Basin and specifically a diversion dam on Oak Street that is being upgraded and improved this summer in Ashland. Doug, thank you for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.